spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, so happy! I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting alive.
He's alive.
From beautiful... Oh, thank you, Warren.
That was nice.
That was very nice. Beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a...
Friday. Friday.
Oh, there you go, guys.
Wow. My golly.
Really good.
How excited are you today, Warren?
Very excited.
Like on a scale of 1 to 874 trillion.
Ooh, man.
Man.
Seven. That's very good, Monty.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, you started yesterday, and Steve and I were keeping track. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it the sandwiches?
No, the sandwiches. No, you brought in breakfast sandwiches. God bless you. Very nice. Well done.
Good.
Delicious. Very nice.
Very nice. Oh, thank you, Steve. I started yesterday.
You did start yesterday. Multiple times in the Friday text thread.
Oh, I can't remember what I even said.
10-4.
10-4, yeah.
Yeah, 10-4, because you knew today was 10-4, or just because you've been using that as a response?
Well, I use it as a response, but then I did realize it was 10-4, and that made it even better.
We were imagining your excitement level would be high today. And
yes.
We were trying to predict how many times you would say 10-4, and you did in the text this morning.
With a 10-4,
with a 10-4, yeah, very nice.
Hey, Steve, 10-4.
Yeah.
10-4, good buddy.
I should not have reminded you. I now realize I've made an error in judgment.
Well, it's only like one or two right now.
Yeah, right.
I'll be quiet, I
Steve's
promise.
He's got the scoreboard out. Oh, no, Warren, don't do that. Well, welcome, everybody. It is 10-4-24, so welcome to that. Yeah. What was the saying you said just before we went on the air?
I said...
It can be repeated, right? It's not a bad saying.
I don't know.
Right, Bruce?
It's a medical thing.
Yeah, okay.
I said my girls went through honey like a dose of salts.
Like a dose of salts.
Dose of salts.
Monty and I both looked at him like, what?
What was you saying?
What?
It was a goocher. You guys said it at the same time.
We did.
It was a goocher.
I don't know what that means either. I don't even know
what
we're
saying.
It's a jinx. Is that what it is? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought it was a candy.
See,
that's a goocher.
We're trying to bridge the generation gap here.
Yeah.
It's not working.
And a dose of salts is...
You know, my grandma and grandpa said it, my dad said it, and I guess it just
did it,
came
was
out.
Was it actually a thing, Bruce?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is.
Don't know what it did?
No,
I need
we'll
to
look that
I
up.
Need,
I
need to Google.
It's got
to
be on
I don't know if it was like Epsom salts.
Going through, like... Flapjacks at a church breakfast.
I don't know what that was. I just,
Monty, that was a good one too.
Yeah, I just was like, I'd never heard that, and which was very apparent by the way both Monty and I reacted to it.
Yeah, that was funny.
What are we talking about?
I
kind of understood what you meant.
Yeah, it just came out.
I'm imagining anytime you say it you went through it like a
yeah,
whatever that next saying is going to mean pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like toilet paper at a Costco.
I've got a couple that I can't say on the air, Jay.
Well, I imagine you do. Yeah.
Imagine that Monty has something.
I went to Costco 2 days in a row, guys. Because one day because I was supposed to get stuff, and then the next day because I didn't get the right stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, oops.
You must be married.
Yeah. The first day I went there, all the toilet paper gone. All the
Wasn't
the,
really?
The
crazy.
Whole wall
oh,
gone. Just empty
sake.
Pallets, you know. And so I was, the guy that was there, he was gave me the look. He goes, what does everybody know that we don't know? And I'm like, well, I think we're fine.
I think we're fine.
Came back the next day, and it's literally every cart. And I was like, why do we do that? There's no, even if that strike went on for a year, we'd be fine with toilet paper.
Yeah.
We're good. They make it here at home.
Yeah, exactly.
It's made here.
Yeah, plus I got
20
shop
different,
rags.
20 different locations around the country.
I mean, I didn't think that's people like, well, you know what I need?
Toilet paper.
You can't run out of that.
No.
Well, that was fine.
Back in the day, they used to launder that stuff. Diapers, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. I don't know. It's weird, and now everybody has toilet paper, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
might be a long winter.
Yeah, right. You don't want to have to go out again. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys made it in. Warren, thanks for the breakfast sandwiches.
You're welcome.
I didn't even wait. I just ate mine right
That's
off the
okay.
bat.
That's okay. If, yeah, there's another one over here.
Oh, no. It's fine. But I mean, right. that was really good.
Well, good.
Yeah. You'll have to tell me what y'all did there.
Yeah.
In a little bit.
It's a secret, but I'll tell you.
Okay. I bet you will.
It's a secret.
10-4.
Options. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can we pretty please hear everyone's scariest laugh?
We'll go with you, Bruce. That should do it.
That is scary. Man, oh man, that was bad.
Kevin James.
Monty. Good. Jeez Louise.
Warren, what do you have?
Best for last, Warren.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, wow. Guys, food drive next week.
Yeah. Food drive here.
We'll be at R&R RV. You guys coming in more than once or just...
sure going to try.
You're going to try more than once. Bruce, how are you looking? Friday only?
I won't guarantee anything. I have a busy week lined up.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you... when you outline in your mind your busy week, how do you keep track of stuff? Do you have like a calendar on the refrigerator or do you have it in your phone or you just have, what do you do?
I write it, not on the fridge. We have a
wall calendar?
Yeah, a wall calendar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so you just literally write it like in the little squares like we have behind here?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
I have to.
I like that. You do that too, Warren?
Yeah.
Wall calendar?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yep. What is the wall calendar display? Like, you know, the mine says beaches. What is your... Like, do you know what kind it is?
Oh, the wife bought it. It's hard telling what it is.
Just like landscape.
Free one from Napa?
Yeah. No.
Free one?
I don't think they're doing them. I don't know.
Probably not.
Animals. A good friend of ours, Mike Wolf, who used to own Wolf Hardware.
Oh, Wolf. Mike Wolf. Yeah,
Mike Wolf. He always hands them us. Yeah. He hands them out to us, and they're the big one like that there.
Okay.
And they got animals on them.
Animals, cool.
Elk and reindeer. And
like, what was the first one?
Elk.
Oh, elk. I thought you said milk.
I heard milk, too.
We said animals, like milk and reindeer. Write that down, Steve. Milk is an animal.
Yeah.
Milk is an animal. Good to know.
Thank you, Steve. Monty, how do you keep track? In your phone, or what are your method?
Oh, no, I've got a wife.
You've got a wife.
Hey, there you go.
Now that works out, yeah. That does check out. Yeah.
No, I use my calendar if it's important, but typically I just can remember most things.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't trust myself with that.
Mm-mm. I don't anymore.
No. Ooh. I mean, I think by writing it, I feel like that kind of helps me
a little bit.
Like, you know, but then I still don't trust myself to do it all the way.
Right.
The kids were doing practices, we had fridge weekly, like a weekly calendar on the fridge. And then we had the monthly calendar on the counter that, you know, so you could plan. I like to look further ahead than just like the weekend or the week. And then inside like the mud room, so to speak, where you first walk into the house, there's like a little room there. And we had a 6-month calendar.
Oh, wow.
That I had everything planned out for 6 months. And it was huge.
My wife actually has one of those desktop planners.
It works.
I mean, it actually works really well.
Like an office that shows a month at a time. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. Well, now that we got all that figured out, you guys, you can put them in your phone.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Silver wings.
I'll forget.
Right.
He hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has
more like
no
45.
Sense of smell.
Yeah.
Nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Live the good life.
Brought to you by Chris Hodson.
Always have someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren.
Strong. Hey. Oh, hello and hi and good Friday morning, everybody.
Chris Hodson, Bruce's wife?
Chris? Yes.
Because your hair?
She used to cut my hair years and years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And she started combing it this way and I've never changed it.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was it before that?
A mess.
It was really long.
Fair enough, Bruce.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, God bless her and I'm sure she enjoyed the shout out. you know what? Let's go with Monty.
Monty.
Where are you currently?
Monty.
As far as I'm like an employer. It's like,
Monty.
What? What do you need?
Are you mumbling?
I always mumble.
I don't mumble.
I literally ever since I was like first learning to speak.
What? Monty.
What?
Monty.
What?
Monty.
What?
Animal. Oh. Yes, there we go. You're
it
a
is. Toy. Here's the entire thing. Yeah, I can see you too, Steve.
Monty.
I'm so over that.
Hey
there. Hi there. Ho there. Good morning, Spokane!
Whoa. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. I kind of did.
Yeah. Got a little extra for us there. I don't know.
Yeah. Warren, just letting that one roll out.
I know when we made, when it says you're an animal, we all pretend like we're tigers and we all put our hands up and do like the clawing motion.
The tiger claw.
And I know you say that you are over that and don't like that, but I think deep down you do.
I don't.
It. Yeah, I know you like
there's
it.
No, there's
you
no
like
way
it. You just, like it. You like the attention.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we all knows it.
I'm out.
Oh, dang it. Anyway,
you're a tiger.
You're a tiger. Thank you, Steve. Guys, brace yourself. Buckle Hello. Up.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo. Let's go.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I am.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Bruce.
How about?
Good morning.
I'm curious as to why you're going to be so busy next week. Is it anything fun, or is it all chores, or, I mean, you're trying to prepare your place for the winter?
What are we doing?
All of the above.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm with you on the winter thing.
Plus one.
We're ahead of it.
Plus one more thing.
Plus one more thing.
Uh-oh. Warren's reminding
me. Who drive here?
Well, no.
No.
Well, that.
What are you going to do next week?
You ready to go hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to prep for the hunting. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got to do that too.
What does that entail for you?
Is it a full couple day process? What are we talking?
Pack a cooler.
Pack the cooler, basically.
Or just throw some stuff in the trailer and head out. What are
everything
we looking at?
Is in the trailer all the time.
All the time.
Clothes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the smartest way
so
to do
it. So just got to pack food.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So is that, a 2 day process? Or are we?
Because I got to remember what I got to. Want to take and
then you
got to
go shopping for it.
Yeah,
do you find joy in preparing for something like that? I think a lot of people actually do.
Yeah, I do.
You know, like some people for vacations, even though there is a lot of tasks that go with it, sometimes it is fun because you realize, well, yeah, but look what I'm getting ready to go do.
Yeah,
exactly. Something that's enjoyable. So sometimes the preparation it doesn't feel like a chore, except for the fact that you don't want to forget anything.
Right. Yeah, that's the worst part.
Specifically if it's a trip you're looking forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
If it's not so much a trip you're looking forward to, it's different.
Yeah, then it's not so great. Yeah.
Back 10 minutes before the airplane.
Every year I think, I'm going to write all this down so I know exactly what I need.
Oh, you never have that. Yeah, really? Every you never year. Prepared the list, huh?
Every year he does it.
That's funny. I have a food drive list here, and I always, and like today would be the day, I always email it to, you know, all the people here at the building. And yesterday I was saying, hey, I'll send you the list tomorrow. And one of our coworkers, he goes, I still have the last 10 years you sent it to me. And I'm like, well,
there's new people.
Yeah, right. Just in case. He's like, you haven't changed it, have you? I'm like, no, it's the same stuff.
Except for Steve.
Well, I don't have to remember to bring him.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's pretty good about that stuff.
Yeah. What I mean is, you know. People that haven't met him will get a meeting.
Well, that's very true. Yeah. I'm very excited to have Steve at the food drive.
You're not a kidding.
Yeah. That's indoctrination.
He's going to. Do you think he'll enjoy the extended exposure to Kevin and I or no?
Oh, I was thinking more of the people.
Oh, well, I know he'll enjoy that.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll for sure. Like Steve loves people and people love Steve. So that'll be great. Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
That's right.
Is that true?
He just said, is that right?
I just wasn't sure.
So, Steve, I usually bring in a basketball hoop to the food drive for something to do. Are you a basket hoop shooter?
What, huh?
What if you say that?
10-4, roger that.
Yeah.
Copy.
Well, I don't think you say basket hoop shooter, but that's fine.
Okay.
That's
a hoop shooter. Do you play basketball?
There you go, buddy. There you go.
Do you shoot hoops? I needed to bring it or
you
not.
You could say, do you shoot hoops?
Do you shoot hoops?
I've been known to dribble the ball of baskets.
Are you a basket shoot hooter? Or whatever
Hooper,
you said.
Oh my goodness!
I know it.
See, it will be fun. I can guarantee it.
Free.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They all seem like they're easy to get in two clues, right? Like you go,
yeah,
if I do this and then that put on top of it,
right,
it might,
I agree.
It might get everybody there. But when it's just by itself, it's like,
Kevin James.
Who's the second clue first?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Genius. I mean, honestly. Warren,
yes.
can I talk about your craving?
Yeah, sure can.
I mean, it was insatiable, actually. It was like, I have a craving, I got to go fill it.
I thought that was a panic. I didn't know what was happening for a second. I thought, I thought something was going on. I
maybe
didn't
he needs a Sprite because he's got a tummy ache?
Yeah. You were just craving a soda. I've never seen that. I've known you for a long time. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Oh. Yeah, I just, you know, I'm a coffee drinker. Huge
Right,
coffee.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I thought, man, I need a cold, sparkly beverage.
Right, yeah. And so you said always diet. What do you, Diet Pepsi, did you
Yeah,
say?
Usually, yeah.
Okay,
that's
so.
That's my thing.
And then, you've been here, we've done this show for what?
Years and years.
25-ish
Jay.
Years yeah, together?
For, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink a pop.
Oh, is that right?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think he had one at the chili thing that we had.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Bruce, you've probably seen it because you're around him more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
drink some all the time.
I was like shocked. I didn't know what was happening. I was very concerned. I was going to call someone.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Thanks. Was it because of the breakfast sandwich?
I haven't had it yet, but I'm just kind of thirsty.
And wow. I can relate. I mean, sometimes I crave a carbonated beverage.
But isn't it when you normally see it?
No, it's...
Sounds like you're using the restroom while we're talking. I don't know.
I was pouring coffee.
Oh,
everyone.
Sure you were.
No, I don't generally do pop.
Steve, clean up on aisle four.
Oh boy, let me get my mop. Let
me What's happening over there?
Let me get that right down in the microphone.
Oh my goodness gracious!
See, we're just about out of coffee, Jay.
Who knew that was so
already?
Well, we were expecting you to drink pop. That's why we didn't make so much.
Yeah,
you know, boy, that's a lot of liquid, Monty.
And I will. I will drink some.
And
pop.
Then, Steve, you know, we have a fancy convenience store downstairs.
Yeah,
now.
That's different.
I gotta go check
it's
that
not
out.
All in machines. It's just out.
Yeah.
You know? So you take it, you scan it. It's like a self check. Okay.
Yeah.
You take it, you scan it, you use your card. And that's what I thought. And then, so that's why I asked Steve, you know, Steve was, I think you can use cash.
Yeah.
And so Warren ran downstairs and he comes back and I thought, well, that might not go too well.
Did it not work?
Well,
I don't know if he was prepared. He didn't have his wallet.
Yeah, I just had change. And I took it out of the little refrigerator. Well, there it is. And it's like, well, I can't just take it, I don't
think. Just walked away.
And then, yeah, and so I saw a sign that said, you're on camera.
Yeah.
Scan here. It's like, oh, well. So I scanned it. I don't have that much change, and I don't see a place to put it in here, so...
Oh, now you've ruined it.
I put it back and came back.
Oh, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
Warren.
That's going to charge you double.
Could be.
I'm going to remember your face. So yeah. That charge is
Steve is just in there shaking his head. He's like, man, old people, bro. I don't even know what to tell you with that.
Bro.
Bro, you've ruined it now. You'll probably be in cuffs in the next 25 minutes.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit. I hope they don't bend this left shoulder too hard. It hurts.
Well, you can explain it as they take you away.
All right.
Well, the audio vault starts with an Alexa joke.
A raisin, a peanut, and an oat sit down and order a drink. What? Bartender says, what do you think this is? A granola bar?
Okay. I mean,
An oat.
Yeah, I think it was like a raisin, a peanut, and an oat.
One single oat.
A raisin, a peanut, and an oat sit down and order a drink.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think?
I mean,
a granola bar. I like it.
Guys, you know Chase Stokes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and Chase Stokes is an actor, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
He kind of had an interesting, he says they have a saying around his house, and I'm curious if you guys have like a saying or did have a saying, you know, when the kids were younger. Well, let's listen to what he says first.
You know, we have a saying in our house. It's let's do the next right thing.
Let's do the next right thing. Oh, so like, you know, as you're raising kids or whatever the case might be, it might be easy to just have one that you refer back to a lot. Like, let's do the next right thing. I mean, I get it. I'm imagining you, Warren, didn't have like a specific like theme or motto for your home.
I can't think of one right off.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, anything that you can?
No.
Monty, nothing?
If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Ooh. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah. Mm. Mine was always because mom said. I think
I like that one.
That would seem to work pretty well.
Ask mom.
Steve, anything that when you were growing up?
That kind of sounds right. Something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Because mom said so. Yeah. I don't mind it, though.
My dad used to say to me, like when I'd go somewhere, after I got my driver's license, make me proud.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, but I don't think I had anything.
Mine would always say to my brother as he was leaving the house, is your underwear on backwards?
Oh, if it was my dad, it was, you're gaining.
You're gaining?
Yeah, no matter how, if you thought you were done.
Yeah, you're not done yet.
No, you're gaining.
But you're gaining on the end, yeah.
It's just insanity. Just drive you nuts.
Your gaining is hilarious.
Oh, look, I painted this whole wall. What do you think, Dad? Oh, you're gaining.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Now, here's the next task. That's pretty good, actually. I wish I'd have used that.
You're gaining.
You're still shaking your head even thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. It drive you nuts.
The second you got one task done, I got three more for you.
Put all the hay up in the barn and come out. And, Dad, what do you think? Well, looks like you're gaining.
Nah, you know what? That's on you. You should stop asking at that point.
Yeah.
No, we didn't ask. Right. He would just walk up and, well, looks like you're gaining here.
I can see your dad saying that.
Here's
too.
The next task. That's awesome. Well, there you go. There's your brief audio vault on a Friday. What's the date today, Warren?
10-4. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That thing you do in the crock pot with the...
Oh, the breakfast stuff?
With the...
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Whatever that thing's called.
I've tried to...
It is good, though.
Yeah, I've tried to emulate it, and it just doesn't work.
Kevin James.
You do the hash browns and the eggs, and then you do cheese, then eggs, more cheese, more hash browns. Yeah, yeah.
That might be why you're having trouble because of that thing you said. You're trying to do something to it.
Emulate.
Yeah, that could be what's wrong.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Off the text line, other sayings that you grew up with, don't disappoint me. That's kind of like, was that?
Right.
Dad, yeah.
Do me proud.
Mm-hmm, do me proud, yeah. And this one says, mine was, I'll give you something to cry about.
That was my mom.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Give you something to cry about.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Or you blocked it out or forgot?
Maybe blocked it out.
Yeah. I feel like that's how that works. Well, welcome, Friday crew. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you guys, as always. We've got some, let's see, let's do the Jeff Dunham. What do you think? Was that good with you, Steve-O?
Yep, sounds great.
All right. We'll do a little Jeff Dunham tickets. You know what? Here's the thing. I think we have an extra Coyote Country hoodie, too, don't we?
Yeah.
From earlier in the week? Okay.
Yep.
So don't call yet, but we'll listen to the stories. There'll be some stories in here. There's going to be five of them, in fact. One of these will be true. The rest will be made up. You have to decide.
Who do you believe?
All right, Warren, you can go first. Let's hear your story, please.
Well, you remember what happened 2 weeks ago on my way to the station.
Oh, you hit a deer, right?
I certainly did. Yeah, Totaled out my pickup. It's a goner. Went back home.
So
got
the
my
deer, th- I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went back, got my other pickup, came in. Okay, so today I'm driving in, and I live out in the country.
Yes, sir.
So I've got a guy right on my bumper. But I'm going really slow because I thought I'm not going to hit another deer.
Yeah, safety first, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I got down to the same place I was. What's there?
Was there really?
Wow. So I stomped on the brakes, and the guy just about rear-ended me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, well, now maybe you understand why I'm going slow. I couldn't believe it. I thought, this couldn't happen.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe that's because there's a sign that says deer crossing, and the deer can read.
See, and those people need to pay attention to that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you luckily didn't get hit, though.
Oh, no, okay, I didn't. Oh, man.
Well, almost.
My heart was pounding.
I bet. Brewster, what's your story today, buddy?
So I'm going to have a yard sale this weekend.
Oh, nice, I think.
Yard sale here.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm getting things set up, and my wife brings out a box full of dishes.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, all right, we'll give her the dishes for you.
Sure.
So I set them on the corner of one of the tables.
Uh-huh.
And I'm walking around doing stuff, and pretty soon I swung something around. I can't remember what it was. And I hit the box of dishes.
Oh, no.
Down they went.
I only broke four dishes. four plates. So.
Did you tell Chris?
Oh, no, not yet.
No, I wouldn't. Hope she's not listening.
Yeah.
I could already see what goes on there.
Yeah, well, you say, well, honey, I said I'd get rid of those for you. I didn't say I'd sell them.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it, Bruce. Yeah. Whoopsie.
What did I say?
Pull.
It's like shooting skeet. What do you got, Monty?
Okay. In the span of 1 week, I've had to do a full stop, panic stop, to not get in a wreck. All three times, not my fault.
Like slamming on the brakes,
like
screeching the tires.
Screeching tires,
oh,
stopping.
Man.
One of them was with a my big truck and my trailer.
Oh my goodness!
All three times, and just
somebody like, driving terribly, and you ending up
all three times. I would own it if one of them was my fault. But,
right,
I mean,
sure,
all
yeah.
All three times, just
narrowly avoiding an accident,
screeching halt.
Holy smokes! Yikes. That's a little nerve wracking.
I get, you know, Bruce and I were talking about that today.
That's
it,
right.
It gets old.
It does. Yeah, it's very. It's not cool, guys. Not cool,
no,
as
not
they
at
like,
all.
As the kids like to say.
I could have got my car. Brand new car three times this week.
All right, Steve, what do you got for us today?
All right, well, when I was a kid, Jay, mm-hmm. I went to a magic camp.
Ooh.
For like a week.
Of course you did.
And we had this like competition thing where if you placed in the top like 10 kids or whatever, you got some sort of prize.
Okay.
So I got like eighth. And I won a magic cape and wand. Super cool. And my dad calls me the other day, and he goes, well, I got some unfortunate news for you.
Oh, no.
Abracadabra, poof, it disappeared. We lost your cape and...
oh, no.
I was going to ask you to wear it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, one of my step-siblings, their kids, was like carrying it someplace, and they
and
lost
forgot
it somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Oh, man. So,
Abracadabra.
Yeah, no kidding. Are you madder than a hornet?
I would say not that, but something.
I would say not that.
Bold-faced wasp.
My daughter and her husband are on vacation in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And their car is here at my house.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so I pulled it into the backyard behind the fence, you know, just mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave it on the street. So pulled it in behind... And just to get it out of the way, because we still have my other son there, and there's cars. There's just cars everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to block the street. So I pull it in the backyard. It's fine. And it's not where I normally have a car. I don't have park a car there. It's on the side of the house where I normally park the riding lawnmower.
Right.
So I'm coming in yesterday with my riding lawnmower to park it where I normally park it. And I can't park it there because her car's there. So right. I just park it kind of in the front. And so as I start to steer it into the front, I might have been going a little faster than I should have with the riding lawnmower. And a stupid dog runs in front of me.
Oh, no.
So I swerve to miss the dog.
Hit the car.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Just, I mean, it's not.
Love tap.
Yeah.
Terribly
it's
bad.
A thing.
What did it do to the lawnmower?
The lawnmower's got a pretty good dent in it. But the car's got like about a, I don't know, a scratch about like yay long.
Are you going to tell her?
Well, I mean, it's right in the front of the car. You can't.
Still, really... are you going to tell her?
Yeah, really?
I mean, are they really going to notice?
It's the cost of doing business, I think, at that
right.
point.
True
so.
Story.
Sorry about the small scratch. It's about 4 or 5 inches long. Right in the right front quarter panel.
It's only a $500 scratch.
It's don't fine. I'll buff it out. So there you go. Now you can call and you can win those Jeff Dunham tickets and a Coyote Country hoodie, 509-441-0999. The question is... Only one of those stories is true. The other people here on the show are a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
509-441.
Well, we're all liars.
4410999. Let's see how we do. Jay and Kevin show, hello.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
It's Kelly. How are you today?
Awesome, Kelly. Who do you think's got the true story? Do you think it's Warren almost getting rear-ended in an accident today? Bruce breaking his wife's dishes that were supposed to be sold at the yard sale. Monty narrowly avoiding 3 accidents in the last 7 days. Steve losing his 8th place victory magic cape and wand, or me slightly denting my daughter's parked in the backyard car with my lawnmower. Which one of those stories is true?
Well, that's a hard choice. I'm going to say the cape.
Cape. Steve-o.
I've never been to a magic camp.
Oh, wow. But it's so believable.
What a story.
Sounded good.
So believable.
What a you, story.
You little fibber, you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I wish I knew magic, though.
You're such a good liar. Sorry, Kelly. Jay and Kevin show, hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, Mark, you've got Warren, you've got Bruce, you've got Monty, or you've got my story left. Which one of those stories do you think is a true story?
I think it's a deer story.
Almost getting rear-ended. After hitting a deer last week, seeing a deer in the same spot and nearly getting rear-ended. Warren?
I did have a guy tailgating me so close, but I didn't step on the brakes. There was no deer.
Oh, you sorry. You're such a liar.
No brake checking or nothing?
Yeah. No, I felt like it, but I didn't.
Well, I'm glad you were safe.
All right,
sorry about
slow.
That, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate that. That means Warren is out. That means Steve is out. There's only 3 stories left. One of those is actually true.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay and Kevin show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's your name?
This is Fireball.
Oh, hey, Phil. How are you, buddy?
Good. What's going on with you guys?
You know, it's a weekend, bud. You going to see you at the food drive next week?
Oh, you know it. Me and Mrs. Fireball will be there.
God bless you, buddy. We appreciate that. All right, man. We either got Bruce breaking some of his wife's dishes for the yard sale, Monty nearly getting in three accidents in 1 week, or me having a small scratch incident with my daughter's car in the lawnmower. Which one of those stories is true, Phil?
Well, I'm going to go, Jay. I'm sorry about your driving habits, but I'm going to go with your story.
I probably would have just hit the dog. Yeah, I know. She's super tough.
No, you wouldn't. You're Mr. Dogman.
She's super tough. She would have just bounced right off. Wouldn't have affected her.
She would have jumped over you.
Yeah. No. Didn't hit it. Thank goodness. Everything's good. Sorry about that, Phil. Appreciate you. See you next week. Okay, buddy?
You bet, guys. Right. Take care.
Yeah, see you, bud. Well, we've got a 50-50 chance at it now. 509-441-0999. Hi, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, this is Mark.
Again? Wow, what are the chances? That's going to make people very angry who are calling on the other lines. All right, Mark, which one's true? Do you think it's Monty's or you think it's Bruce's?
Bruce,
did you break your wife's dishes?
I haven't let her bring any dishes out yet. Just for that reason.
Well, Mark, then you're 0 for 2. That's a bummer. I hate that when that happens. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
I thought I'd make it, but I think he guessed it.
No, he did not guess it. He got it incorrect. So that means, now listen carefully now. Warren's story was not true. Bruce's story was not true. Steve's story was not true. My story was not true. Monty's the only one left. Who do you think has the true story?
You know, I am blonde, and I am old, and I'm
going to
say Monty.
Yay! Yay! The self-proclaimed, and I can't say that enough, self-proclaimed old blonde.
Yeah.
I never said that on the air before. Hold on for a second, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.